V'zehu v'el admas Yisrael lo yavoyu. They will not be brought to admas Yisrael, meaning hainu shenizgar shenibchinas avir deret Yisrael. They'll be chased out from the places where the avir is bechinas deret Yisrael. V'zehu b'soid ami lo yiyu ze soid v'ibor. This refers to the soid v'ibor. Shandezeh milkach meitan v'soid v'ibor. And all the soid v'ibor is taken away from the Yisrael. V'chol zeh v'yidei ha'moistros kanal. All of this comes through a pigam in emunas chachamim, whereby a person is judged in these maestros, which causes the mishpat to be ma'ukal, which causes them to appoint leaders who aren't roi, which causes all of this to take place. So we think we said on that. Any questions now?
Two questions. In the first thing we read, we were saying that through this bad kind of smicha that we have to learn their languages, or their writing. Why do we allow our children to learn that's English?
The answer is because obviously the fact that Rebbe Zal, in other words, there is a certain degree of chachmas of the umais which a person should learn. Ramos Zal Kedelcha says clearly that there is, the Gemara talks about shiva chachmas, which are important to learn. No question about it, important to know. Rabbi Nizal says that a person who knows Torah well on a super high level, the Tzadik Emes, learns all the shiva chachmas via the Torah itself, which means he receives them on the highest level. Because we are not on that level, in order for us to be able to understand the concept of mathematics or the concept of music, which are all items of super Kiddusha, the Zohar Kiddush says that it's very important for a Jew on earth to get to know music, to get to know how to read musical notes, because the Zohar Kiddush says one who gets to know music on earth will have an easier time in Gan Eden. One of the pleasures of Gan Eden is music, and depending on how well you understand it on earth, you'll have a different hasaga over there, no question about it. Mathematics, all the other chachmas, the chachmas of astrology, astronomy, these chachmas are important for a person to know to a degree. What Rabbi Nizal is talking about here is where the Jews become forced to learn the chachmas of the umais, and they're forced to stay away from the Torah. Right? The times when they decree on the Jews that they can't learn Torah, they only can learn the chachmas of the umais, or in a case where they're not given equal time, or the Torah being given superiority, you understand? Here it's talking about an unbalanced thing, whereby the chachma, the ksava, the umais becomes superior. Note the word that he used here, that it takes, it rules over the ksava of Israel. That's when it becomes terrible. However, it's definitely important for a person to learn their own language. One simple application is hesperides. How else could you have hesperides unless you know the lashon in which you're most frequent? Unless you're saying to be frequent in lashon kodesh, which we see Rabbi Nizal wasn't. In other words, the big tzaddikim, they learned the language of their medina, which was Yiddish at that time.
In the ksav Yisrael, and nevertheless, so English,
100%. But still, Rabbi Nizal says that a person has a prayer to be male their ksav into our ksav, or their divur, their language into our divur, through his political school by writing Divrei Torah in their language. You know, all of these items bring an aliyah to their ksav, to the Bechin of Targum, you know, that whole topic.
Second question, was there any difference between the smicha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Yeshua or the smicha that the Zakenim had? You know,
the answer is most definitely, look in Rashi and Chumash, the fact that the smicha which these Shivim Zakenim had was a smicha whereby they saw Nevuah for one day. Rashi Kodesh even brings it, that when it says Vayisnavu, it was for one day, meaning they were given a super ayer, and all that they were left to coast on that ayer for the rest of their life. All they nourished from was the Rishimu, the imprint of that ayer. Whereas Yeshua, the one who takes over as Tzaddik Emes, is given a constant shefa of Ruach Halikim, of Ruach Nevuah. Ish asher Ruach Halikim, they come down and that's it. They coast the rest of the time on that aliyah. Whereas the Tzaddik Emes keeps rising higher and higher. His items that he keeps moving, midav l'adav. Okay. Definitely a difference between Yeshua and Zakenim.
What about Maestros?
The waste now. Maestros means waste now. We said that a person who lacks Amanas HaChamin is boiled in filth, which means Rabbi Nizal said he gets his learning from waste. He draws his learning from waste. Remember we said that? And that's the concept of Dayei Karbaini. Who is that kind of person? And Rabbi Nizal said that's the concept of ones whom they appoint as Rebbe who aren't really worthy to be Rabbanim. Meaning their learning is not Mishpatei Emes. Their learning comes from Maestros. That's what causes all
these
problems.
These are the ones that are taken away from the site of Yehud?
No, they caused the Seid Hever to be taken away from the Jewish nation. They caused those Tzadikim to be taken away from the Jewish nation. The ones who possess the Seid Hever. Understand?
Period. It's a bit of chachat against those who who gives smicha to everybody before they get married as a general minhag.
Super chacha. The concept of giving smicha is a very delicate item. You see that Rebbe Zal made a big issue over it, you know, getting smicha. He discussed the stories behind his smichas. And how smicha in those days wasn't like today, you know, where they give it to, if you know how to read a pasuk chumash, you get smicha. In those days, it was an item whereby every single, you know, you have to know whole shas, four shulchan aruchs, you know, you have to know a lot in order to be given this title Rebbe. As we're going to see later on, this word Rebbe is discussed in Tikkun Yizrael to know what the word Rebbe is. There's chashivas there, it's not stam a word. What the Yud stands for, what the Ram stands for, to know exactly what's going on.
We're up to Ayis Dalet. We put that on to some color. A quick review of the items that Rav Benazal talked about till now. The main topic in this clear is the topic of Emunas Chachamim. And Rav Benazal stresses that Emunas Chachamim means not to swerve to the right or to the left of what they say, not to try to be more strict or less strict, to be exactly like them. And Rav Benazal says that a person who is played in Emunas Chachamim, Rachmana Letzlan, he falls into a rut where his learning comes from Maisrais, Rachmana Letzlan. And from his learning, he learns how to do the wrong thing rather than the right thing. And Rav Benazal gives the example of Dayeg HaDaimi, who was very learned, only his learning came from the wrong side, and therefore, he judged, his mishpat became so crooked that through his mishpat, he thought to bring proofs that Dovra Melech wasn't really to be considered a yid, even, because he was a mamzer, chas v'shalom. And then Rav Benazal talks about the topic of leaders, whose learning comes from these maestros. Rav Benazal warns how dangerous and how damaging it is for those who give smicha to those who aren't worthy of it, those whose learning is from the chin of maestros, chas v'shalom. Rav Benazal says that causes Bnei Israel to be chased out of their land, out of the places where they've already become settled, and they're forced to go into places, strange places. And also it causes the whole chachma of the Seid Ha'ibur to be forgotten, to be taken away from Bnei Israel. And Rabbeinu Zal explained these topics at length. Now we're going to continue from where we left off. And also Rabbeinu Zal stressed that this weakens the writing of Bnei Israel, the Ksav of Bnei Israel, because Rabbeinu Zal showed how these two items are very much tied into each other. The giving of smicha, which is done with the hands, and the Ksav of Bnei Israel, which is also done with the hands. And Rabbeinu Zal connected that to the ear of Eretz Israel, because Rabbeinu Zal said, so when a person writes a Ksav of Kedusha, as the pen moves through the ear, it writes the Oisiyos within the ear, and it's Mekadesh, the ear itself. And when there's a Pigam in the Smicha, it causes a Pigam in the Ksav, which causes all these bad items to happen. And unfortunately, the backburn note that nowadays, when we refer to the topic of Smicha usually, the smicha isn't the term used to refer to placing hands on top of the head. It's used to refer to a ksav smicha, a document proclaiming one as a musmach. So that's the issue. In other words, that's we see the soidos. It's not that's on the lowest level. The soid ha'ibur refers to the knowledge of the calendar, the mazalos, understanding the death from a physical standpoint and from a spiritual standpoint as to how all of those things move. Okay, let's continue from there. Rav Benazal says, "Val yedezeh, and through this," again pointing back to a pigam in emunas chachamim, where a person doesn't have emuna in the tzaddikim of his generation. "Val yedezeh, ein lo etza shlema la'olam." A person who has this lack of emunas chachamim will never be able to have solid advice at any time. "V'tamid eino yochel loseis etza latzmai," and this person is never capable of giving himself good advice, knowing what to do, what path to take. The hutamid mesupak, and this person is always in a state of suffek. And here, now, this would tie in very well with what we said before, because if you recall, we mentioned before that when a person lacks emunas hachamim, because of that, his learning comes out crooked. The Hebrew word for crooked was me'ukol. Me'ukol means crooked. That crooked learning, what do we mean by crooked? You don't go on a straight path, you go on a crooked path. You keep veering back and forth from right to left improperly rather than going up the middle. That's the spechina of sofek, where a person is constantly in a quandary, not sure whether to go to the right, to the left. Sofek is bigimatria amolek. Sofek is bigimatria me'uko. Those two words are the same, me'uko and amolek, we have mentioned.
Doesn't it have to do with the writing going back and forth?
Yeah, of course. Rav Benazal says now, Kikol Eitzoso. because this person who lacks someone's chachamim, his eitzos are bechinas eitzos nevoros, are mixed up eitzos. It's a whole chont like atzas noshim, and his seichel is referred to as the seichel of women. Ki hatinoiches shel hamoisrois oilel halev. Rabbi Nizal explains, we said before that a person who learns with a lack of emunas chachamim, his learning is bechinas moisrois. Moisrois means waste matter. What happens to this waste matter? Rabbi Nizal says this waste matter goes into his heart, the bechinas helu gilulehem alivam, as the pasuk says, they place their avodah zarah on their heart, and we know that avodah zarah is always referred to as kitzaya bali mokain, as waste matter. And this person's heart becomes filthy like a bathroom. Note the strong wording that Rabbi Nizal is using here about those people who learn without emunas chachamim. The majority, the vast majority, Rachman al-Tzal, we would say approximately 99% of religious Jews today who learn sforim but lack emunas chachamim. They lack emuna in the chachamim of this generation. Real emuna in the fact that there are tzaddikim, there are authorities today who can tell you what to do and you're required to listen to them exactly as if Hashem had told you what to do. Not that it's free for all, everybody's hefker, free to do whatever they want, practice whatever religion they want, whatever way they want. There's manhigim, each person has an obligation to have emunas chachamim in these manhigim. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'nasa libay metunat k'may besakise." This person's heart becomes filthy like a besakise. Shehu mokleim atzas noshim. What is a besakise? A besakise is a place where women usually discuss their eitzos, their solutions to problems. K'may maravilosh, as the Gemara says in Gittin, one of the rabbis of the Gemara said, "Nashi kol mili misavrin bebesakise." Women, whatever they have to discuss, they usually discuss it in a besakise. Sheshom kol atzosam, that's where their whole koyach of eitzah lies. Meaning that women usually don't discuss anything that can't be discussed in a bathroom. Meaning, with this we can understand why the Gemara says, note the coincidence again, we just had this for Shabbos. Cholech achre ishtoi, cholech achre ishtoi, the Gemara says, cholech achre atzas ishtoi. That's why he's called an am horetz. One who's poigim and emunas chachamim, whose learning comes from bechinas moisrois, chas v'sham, all these things, because he was chelech achar atzas ishtoi, because the eitzos of women belong in a bathroom. And if a person asks them for eitzos, when it comes to religion, if a person asks his wife whether he can go learn or not, or whether he can have a split of this or not, a person should know where he's getting advice from, chas v'sham.
When was the time you said Avram Avinu, Rabbi Sarah says to you that
she was an exception. Every rule has an exception. That was the exception case, where the Gemara and the Sifra Kabbalah of Ring, that in a sense, her mokar for Ruach HaKadosh was higher than his. She had a greater gilui than he did. As for example, in the time of Devaira, you know, it's understood that she had more kedusha. Her eitza was not bechinas atzas noshim. Here, Achi Kabbalah, everything fits in. When we talk about women related to men, everything is relative. Women related to men are a lower level. It's assumed, generally. You can have a woman who is a bechinas duchra compared to a man. You can have a woman and a man where the man is the nukva and the woman is the duchra, chas v'sham.
Was that the case in the Mayachim's wife? That she was higher than her?
In a sense, that's the way it would appear, yes, definitely.
And what was wrong if he went after her test?
Because that it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that a man should, his wife should be on a higher level than him. He should strive to seek that he should achieve superiority.
I haven't come down like a man.
If you recall, we had this in Megillah. The Gemara says certain items that she was required to do to maintain tzniyus. And with all that, the Gemara says that chashivus is bad for a woman like something for something else. The Gemara uses a very rough timeline to show that generally it's not a good thing. Sometimes it has to be that way.
There's a halakha though, in the man we shall see what. So isn't this case of Devarah against the Halakha?
100%. The answer is that was an exception to the rule. No question at all. If normally this is not allowed, not for me. This is an exceptional case. Just like the case of Michal, Bas Shor, who wanted to put on tefillin, and she said, let somebody stop me, and they didn't stop her. And she didn't get a sin for it. Whereas women today should not put on tefillin. There's no question about it. The answer is there are certain exceptions, but for this person it's not considered a crime.
Yes, one of the that in his mind, one of the that she called the king and it was impossible for her to do.
Okay. Let's continue and let's try to cover ground. Rabbeinu says, okay, so now we understand that a person has to be very careful, especially ones who are studying Torah, have to know that this is where you have within Jewish Talmidei Chachamim, where they branch out, one goes straight to Gehenna, one's learning earns him a one-way ticket to Gehenna, and the other one's learning earns him a one-way ticket to Gehenna. Where's the crossroads? The crossroads is Zu Talmid Chacham V'Emunas Chachamim. The crossroads is the Emunah of the Emunas Chachamim. One who learns and he sees through it to have a physical Rebbe on earth. From a portion in the back, especially the Paros L'Chachma stresses on this Torah that here Rabbeinu Zal was making it clear that there's no Hefkeris in Frumkeit and especially not in Breslov. There's no such thing as a person coming and saying Rabbeinu Zal is my Rebbe or this Tzaddik who passed away is my Rebbe. You have to have a Rebbe alive at all times. If your Rebbe passes away, you have to see to it to have another manhig over you at all times in order to satisfy the requirements of Emunas Chachamim. And if a person doesn't have that, he's pretty much guaranteed here that his learning is going to become Me'uko. He'll learn, and the learning makes his thinking process crooked, whereby he draws from the Torah the wrong Eitzes, Chas V'Shalom. It looks to him like it's saying he had to do this, when it's really just the opposite, Chas V'Shalom. In every single generation, there's never a case where there wasn't a tzaddik in the son of God. A single tzaddik in us. Oh, Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal in a few places discusses this item about Makifin and Pinim, about how each one, the one above him, is like a makif to him, etc., etc. And the tzaddik is the tzaddik is the one who does this with Hashem himself. But nobody else has permission to do that, obviously. Everybody else must have the Rebbe. Okay, let's continue. Rabbeinu Zal says, Achmi shekva nishka be'ilu hamoisroes. But what happens to a person who's reading this Torah if he already made this mistake? He's been going his whole life without a Rebbe. He's been learning. And the learning itself has messed him up where he's crooked. He feels like he has no sense of direction. He doesn't have any clear advice knowing where to go, what to do at all. What does Rabbeinu Zal have to say to a person like that? Rabbeinu Zal says, Yesh mayim shehu metahir mizeis hakinoifos. There is water which can purify a person from this filth. The Bechina says, the Pasuk says, Yeches ba'anovi, v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohirim, v'tihatem mikol tomoiseichem. Hashem says, I will pour on you pure waters, and I'll purify you from all your tumah, or mikol gilulechem atahereschem, and from your avodah zarah, from your filth, avodah zarah and waste matter are being used here synonymously, Hashem says, I will purify you. What happens when this happens? The person is zeichet to achieve eitzah shleima, shleimus of eitzahs. The Pasuk says right there in Yecheskel HaNavi that there'll come a time when the Jews will no longer be split out into two mamlochos, and they will no longer be impure with their Avodah Zorah. So we see that these two are very closely connected. One who is stooped in Avodah Zorah, meaning his learning comes from this Moisrois, this leads to the fact that there should be Chalukas Ho'etzah. The Malchus gets split up into two, where the Jews didn't know which is the real king, which is the one to follow. That all came through this learning, which came from the mice race, through a pigam and emunas chachamim. Shal yidei shem nitarim, mehagilu lembatinai tesanal, through by a person purifying himself from the avodah zarah, from the filth, al yidei zev lo yechzu l'shtei mamlochis. Through that, this person will be zeche, that it will no longer be split up into two kingdoms, bechinas eitzos. Malchus is an Indian of Eitzah, advice. Kemashikosiv, as the Pasuk says in Daniel, Malki Yishpar Aloch. My king will shed advice to this item, will give you advice on this item. Hainu, Shezeicha Leitzah Shlema, the person is Zeicha to Eitzah Shlema, Ki Al Yidei HaMayim Hanal, It's through these pure waters that a person is able to achieve shleimus eitzah, the bechinas, as the pasuk says, mayim amukim eitzah b'levish, that there are a certain type of very deep waters which give eitzahs into the hearts of people. By the way, just to make note, Rabbi Zal once told me, once mentioned a chiddush on the pasuk Rabbah is machshava is b'levish va'atzas Hashem hi sokum, that the word atzas is b'gematria talmud chacham, exactly, showing that this item of Eitzahs is specifically tied into a Talmud Chacham. That this isn't an item that comes by itself. Yerech Eitzel Chacham v'yidroish. If a person has a Shaila, he should go to a Talmud Chacham and seek advice. 484, 68 and 484. And 7 years,
554. Talmud Chacham. Is that for Atzahs? Or just
Atzahs? Atzahs. I believe. How much is it?
560.
And how much is 484 and 68?
552.
And that's 560.
Plus 811.
Talmud Chacham, exactly. That's what it is. With the 11s. Talmud Chacham, the 11s is not much as fast. For these, I want to mention this a lot.
It is the equal of Talmud Chacham and the equal of Tzadik. The person you go to for Eitzah.
The answer is both. The answer is both, and that's why the Rambam stress that a tzaddik who is not a Talmud Chacham, that's a bechina of a predominant tzaddik. But then it's also the ikur is that there should be tzaddik b'lamda, meaning that although it can be true, you can have a case where the greatest tzaddik and the greatest Talmud Chacham are not the same person. However, it's understood that a tzaddik must be a bechina of Talmud Chacham, and or else he's not tzaddik, or else it's lacking in tzaddik. As we said, v'loy amoretz chasid, and at the same time, a Talmud Chacham must be a bechinas tzaddik, or else it's not Talmud Chacham, it's not because. So it's understood that those words are interchangeable in with reference to this. Okay, and we're going to see soon how that's connected. Rav Enizal says now, okay, so we said that there are certain words which can cleanse a person from this maestros, from this kinoifus. Ve'elu hamayim heim bechinas machlekes. These waters are the Bechina of Machlekes. Does anybody recall in the Gemara, what's the description that the Gemara gives for Machlekes? Hai Tigra, Damya. The Aramaic word for Machlekes is Tigra. A Machlekes, the Gemara says, is like water locked in with a dam, and the dam begins to crack. First it cracks a little, and then it starts, and the water comes gushing, and Rahman al-Islam, it causes the worst problems. Note the connection that the Gemara gives between machlekes and waters. We're going to see how that's connected now. Rabbi Nizal says, "Ve'elu hamayim heim bechinas machlekes." These waters are the bechina of machlekes, bechinas mei meriva. The concept of the mei meriva, the waters over which Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen had the problem, Rahman al-Islam. Rabbi Nizal says, "Val kein machlekes nikra plukta." That's why the Aramaic word for machlekes is plukta, bechinas Peleg Elikim Mole Mayim, referring to a vessel of water, referring to a keli of water. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki mikol machlekes nase sefer. From every machlekes is created a sefer. Bechinas shailoi suchuvois. What is a sefer? A sefer is questions and answers, which is a bechina of machlekes. Ki amachlekes hi shailoi vekushio. Shemakshin v'shayin alov. They ask against him. V'husha v'tshuva, and he replies with an answer. V'ayidezeh u'meshiv u'metaret ha'shayla. And by doing that, he calms down and he breaks the question. V'atna'aseh mizeh v'chinas sefer shayla z'tshuvos. That's how a sefer of questions and answers is constructed. K'alidei ha'tshuva ayidezeh nischachin etzloi kama sforim. Through the tshuva, through the answer, is nischadesh many sforim. Rabbi Nizal explains, Ki yesh kama sforim achshav. There are many, many sforim available now. V'gam asidin lihiyos oid kama sforim. And there are going to be many, many more sforim. V'kulom tzrichim leho'olam. And Rabbi Nizal stresses that all of these sforim are needed by the world. Don't think that there's too many sforim. All these sforim are necessary. Rabbi Nizal says, Now let's go back to this person whom we're talking about. This person, originally, when he was lacking in Emunas Chachamim, So all the Sforim to him were like nothing. He mocked the Sforim, he mocked the words of the Chachamim specifically. He would mock them, as the Pasuk says, Asois Sforim Harbe Ein Kates, make many Sforim, like without a limit, the Lahak Harbe, and a lot of fun, they'll poke at it. And they'll poke a lot of fun at this enormous amount of Sforim. Those who lack enormous Chachamim, who poke fun at the many, many Sforim, the quantity of Sforim that the Chachamim have created, and then these Sforim are like nothing to him. And when a person does tshuva for his lack of emunas chachamim, then every single minute there's a new sefer created by him. All of these sforim, which originally he considered nothing, now, as his emunas chachamim gets better and better, each one of these sforim begins to have a chashivas by him. It's like he's actually creating new sforim. V'hakoyel l'fi ha-machlekes. And it all depends on what type of machlekes it is. Rabbi Nizal says, ki hu mistakel u'mizbeinen b'ha-machlekes. This person studies the machlekes that's going on, mipnei mahim chelkin kach, to see why are these people arguing a point in such and such a manner, be'elu hadiburim, with these words, v'lei b'ifan achar, not differently, v'ayidezem is v'ayin eich loshuv b'tshuva, and by studying the machlekes, he tries to see what a good reply would be to their question, what would be a good tshuva, u'lesakein v'emunas hachamim, and to perfect the emunas hachamim, which was originally pogrom. Himishom nimshach ha-machlekes, because that's where the whole machlekes actually stems from. It comes from a kedama emunas hachamim, which leads to a chaluka soitza. Rabbi Nizal says, al yedei shepogam emunas hachamim, through the fact that he was pogam emunas hachamim, that's how this whole problem was created. Ulefi ha-tshuva, and according to the answer, lefi ha-machlekes, and according to the machlekes, kein hu chaser v'shov el emunas hachamim. That's what will determine the manner in which this person returns to emunas chachamim. Ukemaykei mischadish etzloi sefer. And similarly, there is created anew by this person a sefer. Ki chayzer v'nechshav be'enov mashehoye v'tchilo be'enov kiloi. Because that which was originally to him nothing now becomes choshuv by him again. V'chein b'chol pam l'fi ha-machlekes ken ha-tshuva. Rabbeinu says this works constantly. According to the amount of machlekes and according to the type of machlekes that's going on, that's what determines the tshuva that this person does for his pegam of emunas chachamim. The person does tshuva and he returns to emunas chachamim. And there is constantly nischadish by him whole new sforim. Ki chayzer v'nechshav be'enov oydeiz a sefer. Because there it becomes choshuv to him again, a sefer which originally he would mock and he would consider it nothing. Through the machlokes is created a sefer. This is what's meant when the pasuk says in Iyai, the sefer chosav ish rivi, a man who has machlokes writes a sefer. Rabbi Nizal says, shal yidei riv u'machlokes nas a sefer. Through Riv and Machlokes is created a sefer. That's what creates a sefer new. Note, Rabbi Nizal says that the main item that helps be misakin the pidam of emunas hachamim is this Machlokes, which is Riv, because the Riv is what's misakin the whole union of Rebbe. What is emunas hachamim? The union of accepting a Rebbe amiti, that is misakin through Riv. And Rav Nosson Salaf gives an example of this, and in Kuti Halachas, where do we see a case of real machlokes, which we just had recently? The example, Sfiras HaOmer. What was the korban that they brought? An Omer Sa'irim, a korban of barley. So Zohar HaKadosh says, we mentioned that when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, they were in a state of Tumah. Then they count Shiva Nikiyim, 7 weeks of purity, to enter into Shavuos. Now the question is, what if a woman who is married, who is in a state of purity, and her husband suspects her that she committed a sin, what did we learn in this week's Sedra? Mm-hmm. That she's required to bring a minchas kenois, a special korban mincha, over this jealousy that her husband got jealous, he thought that she was going into hiding with another man. That korban was also a minchas sa'urim, a korban of barley, because the Gemara says that a woman, a pidama baris, is called a maisa behema, and barley is called maichel behema. The tikkun is through the union of behema. Now, when a man suspects his wife of being a saika, this means that where originally there was shalom in their home, now there's machlokes, there's real machlokes. She says she did nothing, he says you did. There's a machlokes, what happens? We write a sefer. We write a special parsha, we take a parsha of a Torah, we write it over fresh on a piece of parchment, the parsha sefer, and it has to be erased, which is again the singing of machlokes, the singing of mayim. Note, Rabbi Nizal uses the words mei mariva, eil hamayim hem b'chinas machlokes. We take a parsha of a Torah, we erase it into the water, we write it fresh, we erase it into the water, and that's what brings about the shalom, which means amenas hachomim. Amenas hachomim is the singing of peace between right and left, knowing which way to go. Shalom is a state of menucha, Shabbos shalom. Whereas the weekdays are the scene of machlokes, common kosher, pasul, tamei, tor, osu, mutter. This whole concept is part of what Rabbi Nizal is hinting to here, is what's included in Rabbi Nizal's words here, this whole union of sefer. Go ahead.
What's that to do with, Rabbi Nizal said that, the machlokes decided to do with the world, and this machlokes simply shows that the concept of show lies more than the world.
I'm sorry, I'll clarify your question.
It's interesting
how did Tzadikim, how are Tzadikim the second world with their stone, with those items that they're Megala? Rabbi Nizal said that as important as his Hasagas were, the items that he was Masim were much greater than that which he revealed to his Talmidim. But Rabbi Nizal said that the items which he revealed, which he taught, which he put into writing, accomplished much, much more than his own hasalis, which were a much, much higher level. So in a sense, this is how he builds the world, specifically through the writing of his form.
Is machlokes a good thing to get involved in according to this?
Yes. We can finish it. Rabbi Nizal says, V'yesh tzadikei hadoyer. So what do we see from here? Rabbi Nizal says that a person has to be very strong in emunas chachamim. If you're strong in Emunas Chachamim, your learning will give you Mishpatei Emes. If you lack Emunas Chachamim, your learning will lead you to Chalupa Soitza. The more you learn, the more confused you'll get, and you'll be Bechinas Moisrois. You'll have a lot of garbage in your heart. Rabbi Nizal says a person who has this garbage and wants to get rid of it, he needs waters to wash it out. Those are the Mei Meriva, the waters of Machlokes. By studying specifically these items, these Shailas, these Inyan of Psak Halacha, being Mavarer the Medame, studying these Shailos Tshuvos, and by having Machlokes against the Tzadik Emes, by having all this Machlokes, this is what purifies a person who wants to come close by his going through this test, where he comes to a Tzadik and he sees there's Machlokes there. He sees there's more Machlokes by the Tzadik than anywhere else. Among the religious there's Machlokes, among the Tzadik, by the Tzadik Emes specifically, that's where there's the most Machlokes. And Rabbi Nizal says that Machlokes is made in order to push away those who aren't roy to become mistarev. To become mistarev to what? To emunas chachamim. That machlekes is there to test them. And those who pass the test, it's this machlekes specifically which leads them towards emunas chachamim. So this machlekes is the tikkun for their pinam of emunas chachamim. The bizyonis that they have to go through and all of that, that's what acts as a tikkun to wash off the cherpos and bizyonis that they go through, washes off the cherpa of this tinaifis that they had originally. And Rabbi Nizal is going to explain soon exactly how this happens. Rabbi Nizal says now, okay, so we understand why one who lacks emunas chachamim has to go through this machlokes. However, v'yesh tzadikei hadoyer she'emunasam shleima bevadai. There are tzadikim amitiyim, such as Rabbi Nizal, whose emuna was certainly very solid, complete, shleimus, and yet we find that these tzaddikim have machlekes against them. Why? If it's not in order to perfect their emunas chachamim, then why is it that they have machlekes against them? Rabbi Nizal says, "Hu bebechinas." It says the pasuk says, "Nishayan avi vehu chet rabim noso." He carries the sins of the public upon himself, va'avoynosam hu yizboil, and he suffers for their sins. The Tzadik Emes accepts machlekes upon himself to forgive for the pegam of emunas chachamim of Bnei Yisrael. The people who lack emuna in him, he accepts machlekes against himself in order to forgive for the pegam of emunas chachamim of his own talmidim, of his own mikurabim. Hainu, sheyesh lo machlekes b'shvil ha'olam. He suffers machlekes for the sake of the world. By the machlekes sheyesh olav, and through the machlekes that there is against him, by the zeh mesakim emunas chachamim etzel ha'amoinam. That's how the tzaddik perfects the emunas chachamim of the general people. How? By accepting machlekes upon himself. That's how he's mesakim their pidam emunas chachamim. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'yesh, there are times, sheyesh aleihem machlekes, when tzaddikim have machlekes against them for a different reason, a third reason. Machmas she'en lohem emunah bi'atzmon. Because although the tzaddik does have emunas chachamim with regards to other rabbonim, he lacks emunah in himself. Ve'eino ma'aminim b'ha'chidushei tera shelohem she'en mechadshim. They don't have enough confidence in the chidushei tera which they're being mechadish, and that itself constitutes a pegam in emunas chachamim. Ve'eino ma'aminim sheyesh la'ashem yisborach sheyashuim gedolim mechidushim shelohem. And these tzaddikim don't believe that Hashem gets tremendous pleasure from their chidushei Torah. By the zeh she'en lehem emuna, the chidushim shel atzmon, and because of this, because they lack emuna in their own chidushim, by the zeh he misrashim b'chidushim shelahem, they display a lazy attitude. Misrashim means laziness. They show a laziness towards studying for chidushim, towards coming up with chidushei Torah. And this brings machlokes upon them. By the zeh, him shoving the tshuva, when they see that this machlokes is going strong against them, this reminds them again. They say to themselves, hey, if so many people are being chayit against me, I must be doing something right. I must be doing something good. It's a sign that Hashem does like me, that my Torah is good, that my tefillah is good. The chayzren v'nechshovim etzlam chidushin shelahem, and their own chidushim become choshev by them once again, the chayzren umischadshim, and their own chidushim become renewed by them, they take on a new chashivus, then asim yizeh sefer. And from that again, it is written sforim. And the Mephoshim bring that this specifically applied to Rav Nesazal, because before Rav Nesazal said this Torah, a few weeks prior to that, Rav Nesazal had said a different Torah to Rav Nesazal privately. He was discussing Yonam HaTorah with him, and he spoke to him about the meaning of emunah, and about what's caused through pegam in emunah, through a pegam in emunah. And Rav Nesazal got the feeling, Rav Nesazal wasn't like people who come to a shir, and they walk out of a shir and say, boy, he gave it to them good. Rav Nesazal knew that if Rav Nesazal was talking to him about emunah, it meant that Rav Nesazal saw a deficiency of emunah in Rav Nesazal. So Rav Nesazal looked at himself with an anonymous, and he said to Rav Nesazal, honestly, could you tell me what the problem is? In other words, I don't feel any pigam in emunah at all. Note what kind of madrega he reached. This was somebody honest who said to Rav Nesazal, I feel 100% in emunah in Hashem and in emunah chachamim. Rav Nesazal said, you know what your problem is? You don't have emunah in yourself. And Rav Nesazal, there's a statement in the Yemei HaKloyes that's brought. They bring that one of the reasons why that Rav Nesazal was Mirami is then to Rav Nesazal, that a lot of the reason why you're going to have machlokes against yourself is why the machlokes of the Savran and the others came up was partially because Rav Nesazal didn't have enough emunah in himself at the time. He had to have more. This was to bring him to a higher madrega of emunah in himself, in order that he should be able to come up with these magnificent sforim that he came out with. Talk about writing a sefer, it's through the machlokes that there was against him that he was zeicher to come out with a likutei halachos, with a likutei tefilos, which covered both aspects of Torah and tefillah to the best of anybody's ability. That's what came about through this machlokes. And right after that incident, that Rosh Hashanah was the Rosh Hashanah when Rabbi Nesazal said this Torah, and which was nichal this whole item, that there are tzaddikim who suffer machlokes specifically because they lack emunah in themselves. Now we would say pretty much definitely that this item of having emunah in our own chidushei Torah, that pretty much doesn't apply to us today, because of the fact that Rabbi Zal warned us, I'm saying specifically us, the small ones here, to avoid chidushei Torah. We're not on that level. We're from the bottom of the bottom, the lowest generation conceivable. Our job is not to come up with chidushei Torah. Our job is to study Torah chidushim from previous tzaddikim. However, Rabbi Nassau brings this, and Rabbi Nassau brings this in the Kutalachas hundreds of times, that a person must have Emunah in himself. When a person gets up to have his Spodibus, unless he has Emunah that every word that he's saying is making an impression over there, it's accomplishing, it's being Misakin Oilomois, it's doing fabulous items, that person's Tefillah won't do fabulous items unless he has Emunah in himself. Emunah in the fact that when he puts on tzitzis in the morning, it's a very big thing. It's Misakin Oilomois. All the Oilomois are totally in every single year from the lowest to the bottom. Va'amech kulam tzadikim, which means every single year has a mitzvah of emunah tzadikim in himself. They have emunah that in that little pintle and nekuda of good that's within him, that nekuda is bechinas tzadik. And his tefillah is bechinas tzadik, his Torah is bechinas tzadik, his mitzvah is bechinas tzadik, and he must have emunah that what he's doing is accomplishing, or else has to show him before. Unless a person has that bechina of vayigba liboy bedarki Hashem, person could transition forward. So this definitely does apply to us in that sense. Rabbi Nizal says, "Ulefa'omim nasim izes sefer lamala." There are times when this causes a sefer to be created above. In what sense? Shal yivezeh shezeh sheya umakshe vezeh shav b'tshuva. Through one person asking a question and another person replying with an answer. This causes a sefer in heaven to be written. Meaning, Rabbi Nizal says, B'dechina, says the Pasuk says, Oz nidberu yirei Hashem, ish oreyehu. Then, when two yirei Hashem spoke one to another, Vayakshev Hashem vayishma, Hashem listened and heard, Vayikosev sefer. And this was written in a sefer. And here Rabbi Nizal is being marames to what he's going to say at the end of the Torah. Rabbi Nizal in this Torah is discussing the union of Rosh Hashanah, the union of the Emunas Chachamim coming to the Tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, or for Shavuos, or for the Zmanim Kivuim when a person is supposed to come to the Tzaddik Emes. And Rabbi Nizal says here clearly that through the Shailos and Tshuvos, through the Kushos, the questions and answers, which the Tzaddik Emes raises in his Shir on Rosh Hashanah, when he speaks on Rosh Hashanah, those are the items that are Kaviyachol Misach in the Sefer above. We know that on Rosh Hashanah, Kaviyachol, there are Sparim opened up before Hashem, in which the whole Mishpat of Bnei Yisrael is to be determined. Remember we had in the story of the Zvul V'Yachbush, the king sat, and the Sparim of all the Nimusim, of all the different nations, were opened before him. And it's specifically this item, the Shailos and the Tshuvos, the questions that come up, why is the fly being chased by the Achbush, all the questions that came up then, it's those questions and answers that are raised by the Tzaddik in his Divrei Torah. The whole meaning of Torah is Aniyah b'makom echad v'ashirah b'makom achar. In one place there's a kasha, you farem for it from another place. It's that process which the Tzaddik does, through which he's misakein kaviyachol the sefer lamala, the sefer. This is brought a little bit by the Mefarshim in the back to understand what the connection with all of this is with the whole meaning of Rosh Hashanah, the meaning of the judgment day of Rosh Hashanah. Let's see if we can do another piece now. Rabbi Nizal says now, note this will be connected with what we saw in Shavuos also. This is the Mokar and the Quick Man where Rabbi Nizal really goes.
Rabbi Nizal says now, note this will be connected with what we saw in Shavuos also. This is the Mokar and the Quick Man where Rabbi Nizal really goes.